The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So what's going on, people? You're locked into the Miles Mikulski podcast, and joining me is somebody who is Africa's, one of Africa's biggest exports, a very, very talented artist who has, you know, got the rap scene on lock, you know, linked up with loads of Afrobeat artists as well, and has just come off the back of releasing an album at the end of the year. And a brand new one with the legend Bob Marley, and of course the Wailers as well. Introduce yourself to the people, let them know who you are.
Hey, what's up, beautiful people? This your boy Sarkodie, Sarkodie, all the way from Ghana.
Sarkodie, it's great to have you on. And yeah, let's talk about this brand new one. Let's talk about this brand new record that has come out. You, Bob Marley, and the Wailers as well. It's a very, very spiritual record, very, very magical. Like link up, and obviously Bob Marley is somebody who the world knows. And I remember seeing something that you, I think I saw an article or something where you said you didn't initially want to be on the record because you didn't want to, you know, you felt a bit, wow, like I can't believe I'm on this record with Bob Marley. So how did that come about for you?
As you said, it's a very spiritual record. So it was definitely a spiritual moment for me as well. And having a call that this is something on the table, of course it's hard to like believe, no matter how hard you've worked in your music life, this is the last thing you would ever imagine happen to you. Like, you can't even think about it. It's not even part on the boxes that you want to tick. So for that information to get to me, of course it's hard to believe. But I think as time went on, when we had conversations and finally we had the vocals being sent to us, we're talking about his original vocals that he recorded. Yep. And we having that in hand, that made us feel like this is actually real. And yes, I said I was ready to pass it on. It's out of respect. It was scary. I was super nervous because you are laying your vocals next to the legend, and that's a big task. And this is going to be there forever. So it was a big weight on me. I think I could handle any other feature but this. So that was my reason. It was out of respect, but yes, I still had to do it because it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, it came out amazing. And I mean, for you sitting on, like, it's not as a reggae record, but you've also worked with people in the past, like I believe it's Samini on the track a couple of years ago. So I guess it felt very comfortable for you to be on the record. It didn't feel like you were out of place. And I know in the last, like, you know, of course, the Black Panther soundtrack, we saw Thames sing "No Woman, No Cry" as well. So it's nice to see, you know, African artists linking up with, you know, a legend, or, you know, covering legends' music. And yeah, I definitely feel like you've done a great service to the record.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate.
I mean, let's talk about a bit about your legacy, because you've been around for such a long time, and all the music that you've put has always been absolutely quality. We've seen in the last couple of years, the pandemic has not slowed you down. You still drop loads of music, and it's always been really interesting and really good. The project at the end of last year was really exciting. And obviously recently you were just over here for the 1XTRA Afrobeats Concerto as well, which was a really, really good look. So let's talk about your career. Like, what's some of the major standouts for you that you've enjoyed and you look back on and say, wow, I really accomplished that?
I try to, because I have this phrase that I normally use, that I treat my whole career like a swimming contest. I really don't look up to see where I'm going. I just keep swimming, and then until I touch the wall. So I barely like sit down to reflect. But yes, once career that you're super proud of, and I think there's a whole lot we need a whole day to talk about these highlights. But yes, I've had an incredible career, especially for an MC in a singing Afro commercial dominated industry. To be able to find my position around that is a blessing. So yes, I've had a lot of highlights, and it keeps getting better. We talking about me being on Bob Marley's record, that's like, to me at this point, the highest. I've had an opportunity to be on certain platforms, as you said, Afrobeat Concerto, something different that came about for you to have the orchestra with Afrobeat, that's like unheard of, and it was beautifully executed. So yes, I've been blessed with a bunch of highlights that is worth, you know, throwing the light on.
Yeah, and I mean, you use the perfect analogy of the swimming pool and not, you know, looking there until you touch your hand on the wall. So for you, how do you keep everything so fresh and so innovative? Because I feel like every time you come back with a new project, there's new ideas there, there's new thoughts, there's new process, there's new sounds, there's new artists you're working with, as well as some of the people that you've worked with over the last couple of years, like King Promise. So how do you keep it fresh?
I don't know if I sit down to plan to keep it fresh, but I think if you love something, it's like anything you love, you really pay mind to it. If you love your car, there's a lot of servicing you do on it. If you love your woman, you want to spoil the woman all the time. So it's mainly, it comes natural because you really, really love what you're doing. And that's, to me, I think that's the trick. So that is not something I planned. I just felt like, what else are you going to do? You love it. So you try to find ways and means to still be in there. So I wouldn't be able to point out a necessary strategy that is like, I am very cautious of that. It's just, I've noticed it's just the fact that I love it. And when you love something, you learn about how to keep it. And it comes with a whole lot, how you address people, what you say, fashion, everything comes with it. So I think it's because I love it. The love I have for it, I try to follow what makes you keep you interested in what you're doing. That's basically what I do. Yeah.
And I think it's good because, like you said, it's, you're following your passion. You're following what you want to do, which makes it interesting, which makes it, you know, the music always sound really, really good. And I mean, linking up again, just taking it back to the last project that came out at the end of the year, end of 2022 now, Jams, where you've got like a range of artists and you've got people like Black Sharif who have had pretty much a really, really big 2022. How do you end up collaborating with some of these artists? Because obviously when it comes to Ghanaian music, you are the top, you are the upper echelon of the music, but how do you end up, you know, linking up with these people? Do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them?
Both ways. If I definitely need you on a record, I'm going to reach out. So I just keep piling music and not trying to force it. It has to really happen organically. Same with Black Sharif, literally the last song on the project, because I was already wrapped up about to drop the project. And then he hit me up in a DM and said, there is no way the project is coming out without him. So as a master, he has to do something on there. And I love that because he willingly really wanted to do it. And that's when you always have the best music. So he came through the house, we kicked it, we did like three records, and we chose Countryside. Okay, so yeah, it's basically just organic and piling up music. Anybody that I see, I try to like get a hook or a verse. If we can do something, we do it. So I've been keeping and stacking music for a minute.
For example, She Bad is a song that has done well outside of Ghana. And when you make music now, are you looking at it from an international success, or are you kind of making sure that Ghana is kind of the first point of contact for all your music?
I'm very greedy with sound and reach. So I'm probably one of the few artists that try to do everything because I want to be able to capture all music lovers. Of course, I have my core fan base. I know where my strength is, and that is literally the Sark Nation, but then music goes beyond that. So I try to touch on all sounds, but I have to love it because I love music in general. I don't love rap music or just Afrobeats, or I love music, so I can do anything. So Jams definitely had the target to be able to reach out to the world because that's where the African music is. So when you're recording at this point, you need to have that at the back of your mind that it's possible that you're not just talking to your people. And also I have records that is tailor-made for my people. So I just find timing. I what you call it, like a roller coaster for me when I'm writing.
I mean that's the thing, I like that, because a roller coaster always kind of, you've got the wave of emotions coming through, and you've got, like you said, you're not thinking too much about it, but you're allowing your passions to kind of make sure that they take the center stage. And obviously in the past we've seen you work with like gigs as well, so there's always going to be places around the world that are going to know about your music and even discover you even at this point in your career. But I mean, with the state of Ghanaian music at the moment, a lot of it is Ghanaian drill. That is kind of what people are gravitating towards. Like Sore was a massive tune that came out a couple of years ago now. Even had a remix of Stormzy on there. So like, how do you look at it? Because obviously you came from a very more rap background before Drill took over. Are you kind of happy to see Drill doing his thing and being a massive export for Ghana?
Exactly. I love music. I love anything Ghana as well. So his music is coming from Ghana. It doesn't get better than that. And I'm in full support of that movement. And I'm super proud of the guys from Kumasi. That's my guys out there killing it, you know, now drawing people outside Ghana wanting to be a part of it. So every win that has Ghana in there as technically is a win for me. So I'm in support of anything that's coming out from Ghana.
Yeah, I mean, listen, even when it comes to football, Thomas Partey for Arsenal right now are killing it.
Exactly. If you want to brag, you need these things to brag as a Ghanaian. So any moment that makes me proud, I like to hold on to it.
I hear that. I mean, so what is coming up for you for the rest of the year then? Have you got anything else exciting? I know we just had Jams. So yes. Are we getting another project? Are we getting anything else? Or are you chilling?
So Jams is still here. That we are not done with Jams because it's too much good music to just jump to the next one. So yeah. Step It Up is out. We are focusing on doing the push for that because the project is Bob Marley's, but I think I stand to benefit more than Bob Marley. He doesn't, you know, he's a legend. He's always going to be Bob Marley. But I think this is a shine that's been thrown to Africa. So we have to milk that as well. But
yeah,
we need to end the Jams project because it came late last year. So we had time to just focus on Labadi. That's one song that I love. And yeah, then Countryside took over because, of course, that was the organic hits of the project. So we need to drop the Countryside video. And yeah, then we have a few bad video coming as well, and a couple videos more, then we are done with Jams. But I'm outside this year. We're doing a world tour. We're about to announce the dates, and I'm definitely coming to London. We're doing the States and then Europe. And then back to Ghana, we're doing regions here in Ghana as well.
Okay, so I feel like the Ghanaian show is going to be like the homecoming by the time you finish the tour and gone around.
Exactly.
And that is going to be absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to the London show as well. And I'm sure you'll have everything tailored because I know like you're probably looking at what songs do better in different parts of the world. So I'm sure you'll have the best lined up show for every single
one. Exactly. I got you guys. Thank you.
Listen, I'm going to try and be there at the London show. I need to come through. I'm not going to be at the front because I'm 6'3". I'm going to block a lot of people.
We need your details. You need a special treat, my brother.
I'll pass it on, but I'm going to leave it there for now. I want to say thank you very much for joining me and all the best with the brand new record with Bob Marley. And also, of course, looking forward to seeing the music videos for She Bad and also Countryside as well.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it.